From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials confirm the suspected ringleader of last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Belgian jihadist Abdelhamid Abaoud has eluded police for months. He's boasted of staging attacks for the Islamic State group and appears to have sneaked back into Europe from Syria undetected. Most recently, he's believed to be the planner of last Friday's attacks in the French capital that killed 129 people and wounded another 350. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
European Union Justice and Interior Ministers will hold crisis talks in Brussels Friday to discuss security issues raised by the Paris attacks. French lawmakers Thursday voted to extend by 3 months the state of emergency declared after last week's attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama says efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political agreement in Syria. Mr. Obama said he does not believe that agreement should leave President Bashar al-Assad in power. The president spoke Thursday on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific conference in the Philippines. Meanwhile, Mr. Assad told Italian state television no political process to end the civil war can begin while what he called terrorists occupy parts of Syria. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to suspend President Barack Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the United States. In the next year, Mr. Obama is promising to veto the measure. He says he thinks his resettlement plan will go forward. Russia has signed an agreement to build the first nuclear power plant in Egypt. That announcement concerning the Daba nuclear station came during a televised ceremony. This is VOA News. Western officials, as well as allies in the Middle East, are trying to keep a close watch on what may be a growing chemical weapons program by the Islamic State terrorist group. France's prime minister issued the latest warning on Thursday. The leading candidate for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination is calling for a more aggressive American campaign against Islamic State terrorists. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says a bigger U.S. aerial bombardment against the militants is needed.
That starts with a more effective coalition air campaign, with more allied planes, more strikes, and a broader target set.
She said no other country but America can rally the world to defeat ISIS, saying the goal should not be to contain the terrorist group, but to defeat it. Two people have been killed and two wounded in a stabbing attack in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Reports say bystanders detained the Palestinian suspect after Thursday's attack and handed him over to police. Police used water cannon Thursday to disrupt protests in Manila. The protests were aimed at Asia-Pacific leaders as they wrapped up a summit. The meetings focused on economic issues, territorial disputes, and global efforts to combat terrorism. China is condemning the Islamic State group's execution of a Chinese citizen and is pledging to bring those who carried out the act to justice. China has been using the recent terrorist attacks in Paris to highlight what it says is the need for a more coordinated international response to terrorism. The Islamic State this week claimed it killed Fan Jinghui, a former advertising executive and freelance consultant, as well as a Norwegian captive. IS did not give details about when or how they were killed. A majority of parliamentarians in Tanzania Thursday approved Majaliwa Kassim Majaliwa as the new prime minister. He pledged to work with the opposition. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is set to be released from a U.S. prison Friday. His desire to move to Israel, though, will have to wait. The former U.S. Navy investigative service analyst was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified information to Israel. The United Nations General Assembly's Human Rights Committee has once again rebuked Iran for its human rights violations. Earlier Thursday, the committee also passed a similar resolution condemning human rights violations in North Korea. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say the Taliban has captured a remote district in the northeastern province of Badakhshan. This is the second time this year that insurgents have overrun the Yamgan district. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.